Ladies and gentlemen, we present their excellencies, the ambassadors from Melodyland. Once again, the bronze gates of the great palace swing back to admit those gallant young travelers, the ambassadors of the King of Melodyland, sent by their ruler to lay priceless gifts of joyful melody at the feet of the lovely Queen of Hearts. Today, the handsome visitors are fairly bursting with energy and rhythm, so they march into the audience chamber and present this.
On your heel and down on your toe, kick in a hole in the sky. Laugh at the folks crying the blues, we'll have the rainbows coming in too. Kick in a hole in the sky. Sing Hosanna when you're upset and cussing at things. Sing Hosanna and don't forget God's chillin', got wings all. Laugh at your woes, laugh at your cares, we're gonna climb those heavenly stairs, kicking a hole in the sky.
Ladies and gentlemen, with your permission, I'm going to interrupt for just a moment to bring you an interesting and important message from the sponsor of this program. There is no subject of deeper interest to any mother than the health of her child. Yet with all the attention paid to eyes, the teeth, and the general condition of the little ones, very little has been given to a very important part of the body, the feet. According to investigations made in various cities of the United States and Canada, among school children, the amount of foot defects is amazing. Finding a normal foot is often impossible. Children are frequently found to wear shoes that do not fit. They often grow so rapidly, the increased weight is too much for the feet and legs. The result is bow legs, knock knees, and feet with weakened or broken down arches, which often is the cause of backwardness in their schoolwork. Children's feet require just as much attention as those of grown-ups. This is a fact recognized by the best shoe men throughout the land. Properly fitted footwear goes a long way toward preventing as well as correcting foot ills of the little ones, but often plates or supports are the only remedy. According to Dr. William M. Scholl, famous Chicago foot specialist, when a child complains of pains in the feet and legs, don't put it down as growing pains and let it go at that. These so-called growing pains, he says, are symptoms often of foot troubles requiring correction, if the child is to mature normally and in good general health. In these little talks on foot health, there have been references made to fallen arches. This is a foot condition very prevalent among men, women, young folks, growing children, in fact, everybody. When does an arch fall? The answer is when the ligaments, muscles, and tendons lose their tone and allow the bones to sag. This is caused often by misfit footwear, incorrect habits of walking or standing, neglect of the feet, and sometimes from ill health. Many people suffer from arch troubles without realizing the cause. They complain of foot and leg weariness, early fatigue, and tender feet, but they accept their aches and pains as something they must endure. These troubles, unless they are corrected, lead to great discomfort and even incapacity unless they are immediately corrected. It is right here, according to Dr. William M. Scholl, that the practopedist, as the trained shoeman is known, renders such a valuable service. He takes a pedograph print of the foot, which shows just what is needed to give the proper support to the foot, or he may radically change the type of footwear the sufferer has been wearing. He makes a careful study of each foot and fits it accordingly. The pedograph is an ingenious device that makes a print of the stockinged foot by means of which one can tell at a glance what is the trouble with an aching or tired foot. Pedographs are used by the United States Army, by many athletic directors in YMCAs, YWCAs, colleges, and other institutions, and of course they're found in the leading shoe stores of Canada and the United States. We extend an invitation to you to go to your nearest shoe dealer equipped with a pedograph and secure a pedograph print of your stockinged foot, also a chart of foot exercises. This will enable you to learn exactly what your foot trouble is. This service is absolutely free. And now, thank you for your attention to this brief talk, which we hope has been interesting. And now we'll return to the musical program. One of the ambassadors stands before the throne of the lovely queen with a scroll of music. It seems to be a personal message from the king. Here it is. Judge for yourself. Thank you. Their audience over, the ambassadors from Melodyland leave the Palace of Love to return to their own country. They will be back again, and when they return, we hope you will be here to receive them with the Queen of Hearts. This program has come to you by electrical transcription. This is J.F. Pleminger speaking.